Now, this actually brings us to our study that we had for today, and we'll move into this as far as we can. We've come here in the fourth chapter to a very important incident in the life of the Lord Jesus. He departs into Galilee. He goes through Samaria and the incident of the woman at the well. And so now let's look at this incident of the woman at the well here. Now, I want to begin reading at verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. And this apparently was immediately after this. This was in the month of December, apparently, somewhere around the 27th. It was the time that John the Baptist was imprisoned. And when that took place, why, the Lord Jesus, we're told, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. That is, he retired from Judea. And why? Well, he did not want to precipitate a crisis before the time. You see, the Lord Jesus is moving on a schedule, and that schedule is a heavenly schedule, and a schedule set by the Father. And he's made it very clear he's come to do the Father's will. Listen to him in the 10th chapter of John's Gospel, verse 18. No man taketh it from me, that is his life, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. They can't touch him, you see, until his time has come. And we find out that time did come over in the 13th chapter, John's Gospel. We're told now before the feast of Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world. You see, he's moving on a schedule, friends. He's come to do the Father's will. And then we're told he departed again into Galilee. He went back up where his headquarters was, which we've indicated before, we believe, was in the city of Capernaum. And now we read, he must needs go through Samaria. And the word must, of course, attracts our attention again. Well, why must he go through Samaria? Well, to reach this woman. And listen to him in verse 34. Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. He must needs go through. Why? Because it's the Father's will, friends, for him to go through Samaria. And his destination, apparently, was Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. He's headed in that direction, but he goes through Samaria. There were three routes he could have taken. He could have gone along the coast. There was a route that's there today, by the way. And then he could have gone through Perea, which is the other side, Jordan, or he could go through Samaria. And Josephus tells us the most direct route and shortest route was through Samaria. He went through Samaria because of this woman.